West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento sports leader. Always live on the Odyssey app. It's time now to go beyond the headlines. And for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Oh, show's a little different on a Friday. I'm Kyle Madsen, Jesse Tapia in the building, Joe Brazil.
Yes.
On the ones and twos. Here we go.
Come on.
It's a Friday during the NFL season.
Yeah.
What a day.
Joe. You told me earlier, like before we came into the studio, that, yeah, Joe's in with us today. I was like, it's about damn time.
Yeah, Joe came up to me and he goes, hey, I think I'm going to ask if I can work your show today, if that's okay with you. I'm like, yeah, dog.
Hurry
it's
up.
Not okay that yeah. you don't ask every day.
Yes, hurry up and go get the studio.
Okay, all right. Just so everyone's aware, I am still here. I'm still at Odyssey. I'm here every day.
For now.
Okay, for now. I'm here every day. I'm working 40 hours a week. I'm here, okay? So I'm still working. I'm still keeping up with the show and everything, but I just miss you guys so much. I'm so excited.
And we miss you, Joe. We're absolutely so fired up. We're gonna have our live studio audience applaud one
Let's
more time.
Joe's gonna cut YouTube clips today. It's gonna be a big day.
Dude, you all fired up
it,
for that?
All of it.
Finally have some help.
Let's go.
Oh man. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. We're hanging out with you until noon, then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC. I do want to talk about aliens.
Sick.
I do.
You kind of killed my vibe this morning.
Well,
I walked in for the chat house on the radio. People, like, I walk in, like, I look at the rundown, and it says aliens. I was like, oh, sick. We're going to start off with aliens. And Kyle's like, no, dial it back, pal.
Well, all right. We can start off
no,
with
No, we don't
aliens.
Have to. Let's
no,
talk
it's
football.
Fine.
You're
no,
right. You're
fine.
Right.
No,
you're
it's
right.
Fine. It's fine. We got.
I mean, because the Packers, like, that was probably a big deal. I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I thought we can start with that. We are at some point.
My
today.
Packers.
Your Packers. Yeah, you were the only one on that team this year. Great call by you.
All right.
We will talk about aliens at some point, but a bunch of stuff from the Thursday night football game last night, including a non-football thing. I had a sad moment last night during the game.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to.
This is tough for me.
You're going to have to old yeller.
Well, not all the way, but Al Michaels is officially washed.
Yeah, he is. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, no, I was giving him the benefit of the doubt because Al Michaels is undoubtedly, like, undeniably a legend. And one of the best broadcasters of all time. I think he belongs on the broadcasting Mount Rushmore. There's all sorts of, he's done so many unbelievable things in his career and so many huge events. The 1980 Miracle on Ice, of course,
he's a legend.
One of the great calls of all time. And I give him the benefit of the doubt that, okay, he's just kind of mailing it in, but it's still Al Michaels. It still feels like a big game when I hear Al Michaels' voice. And that's what matters to me. When I hear this broadcaster, does it feel like a big game? Joe Buck has that.
Uh-huh.
Al Michaels has that. Mike Tirico has that for me. Certainly Mike Breen in the NBA has that.
Was it Joe Davis is starting to get up there?
Joe Davis is starting to get up there. Yeah, Greg Olson, as the analyst for sure, is starting to get up. Jim Nance, another one.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching that game last night. It's like, this does not feel like a big game just because Al Michaels is on it anymore.
Well, that's just been the thing since... I think Amazon Prime took over Thursday Night Football, and they put him in Herb Street right in there.
Mm-hmm.
The first year was kind of like, oh, yeah, these games kind of stink. Maybe, whatever, give him the benefit of the doubt.
Learning to work with
blah,
Herb
blah, blah.
Street.
Yeah. Yeah, and then just since, like, no, he's actually just done.
Yeah, and I thought, all right, he's still got his fastball and something, and he just doesn't, man.
Yeah.
And it just, as I was watching that game last night, because even John Miller, Giants broadcaster, another legend, an icon, a Hall of Famer. And even with him, you can tell there's certain things on radio where he's like lost a step here and there, but it's still John Miller, dude.
Yeah.
And when John Miller needs to ramp it up, when there's a moment, John Miller's going to meet it every single time. And it just feels like there's the nostalgia factor. There's a big game factor. It just feels that way when you hear John Miller.
Al Michaels.
Didn't get it last night with Al Michaels.
Tyler Kraft scored a touchdown.
Or the touchdown.
Yeah.
Like,
all right, dude. All right.
It just, and he was never a guy who was going to get super excited, right? He was never super animated. It was always like the little like jokes about betting. You know, a lot of people are going to care about that touchdown, that sort of thing. But even there's just that the force, I think, is kind of the word I'm looking for that he broadcasts with, just isn't there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
He's been on washed watch for a couple of seasons now, but I would, like I said, he's a legend, so I was giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Now you started that washer finally.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever coming back.
Oh, it's definitely never coming back.
Shout out to Al Michaels, man. It's a hell of a run.
Yeah, he's a legend. It's just, all right, now it's time to go home.
Yep, absolutely. So that was the sad moment for me last night. The other thing from last night, the Packers look legit, dude.
Packers look like they're going to make it out of the NFC this year.
They sure do. And it's early in the season, I know that. But they look so dialed.
Belt to ass to the Lions offense and the Commanders offense. It was, what, 27-18, the final score yesterday?
Yeah, but it wasn't that close. No, you got a late touchdown from Deebo Samuel that made it look closer than it was. But that was just never... Micah Parsons, game-changing player.
Yep.
Just, there were half a dozen plays that he just by himself wrecked.
Shout out Jerry Jones.
I can't believe a team got rid of him on purpose.
No, they did.
Did
you see what the Eagles offered for him?
No.
It was 2 firsts. I'll look it up. It was like 2 firsts, a third, and a fifth, I believe, or something like that. A bunch of picks, though.
Interesting.
Where it was like a decent deal, but it's like, you can't do that if you're Jerry Jones. Either way, Micah Parsons, newsflash, game-changing player.
The 49ers were on the list of teams that Diana Rossini reported thought that his contract and the cost to acquire him was too much. And to me, a player like Micah Parsons, there's no cost that's too much. You get that guy on your team, you get that guy in your building, and then you figure out the rest. And man, the Packers already had it figured out. Like, they're not paying a bunch of high dollar contracts to a bunch of different positions.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now real quick. The Eagles offered at least 2 first-round picks, a third round pick, a fifth round pick, among other things to the Cowboys.
Among other things. Jeez. That's just, man.
Jordan Love looked good yesterday, too.
He looked awesome. I've been waiting for that moment where, because I thought he was really good last week. Mm-hmm. But you could tell last week, and I think it happened again this week, where they geared it down because, hey, they're up 14. The opposing offense not doing anything. We're chilling. But the command he has and the decisiveness that he's playing with, I'm not putting him into the upper echelon of quarterbacks yet. He's been in tier two with the Brock Purdy's and the I think Jalen Hurts is in that realm. In that realm of like good player, but not Mahomes, Jackson,
just not the Allen Burrow level. The Mount Rushmore right now.
Right. But man, he's closer to that tier than the third tier now for me.
I don't even hate that take because, he's not close to a third-tier quarterback. I guess I don't want to be devil's advocate or whatever. I just say he's firmly in that middle, in that second tier right now, Phil. I don't think he's. I don't know if he's ever gonna take that step where he's like, okay, yeah, Jordan Love, put him on whatever team and he's gonna elevate whoever. Which is kind of funny to say because it's not like he has an elite wide receiver at his disposal right now. But
that's just it. Mm-hmm. Is I think he's doing that now.
That's a good point.
Christian Watson is out.
Yeah.
Jaden Reed got hurt in the first quarter last night, and he's like, all right, here's Tucker Kraft, here's Dontavian Wicks, here's Romeo Dubs, here's Matthew Golden. Like, yeah, sure, we'll make this work. Here you go, 27 points on your head, bang. And it's just, it's the ease that he does it with. You see him extending plays and not doing so chaotically. He runs when needed. He's got the big arm, but it's not...
It's not flashy, maybe, is what the thing is with Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Like, he just plays the position really well, where he's going to do... It's kind of Jalen Hurts-ish where it's just he's not gonna throw for 345 yards tonight or anything like that.
Yeah, but even last night there were a couple of deep throws he missed by half a yard.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden if he completes two of those and I think he missed three or four of them, if he completes one or two of those, the stat line looks so much different. I watching Jordan Love play football last night, it was just like, all right, man, this guy can play. This guy's a hooper.
I mean, you get good quarterback play. You got Josh Jacobs. Defense looks like it's going to be top five. That's just the ultimate recipe for success.
I also like what the Packers have done, speaking of that receiving core, with their team building. I think there's such a focus to get a wide receiver one. But I think they're showing right now that if you have a bunch of wide receiver two and threes, you can easily make do.
Can you get through the playoffs with twos and threes, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Because it's not fours and fives. Mm-hmm. It's not a bunch of guys that are like, yeah, you'd like to. It's not Kendrick Bourne. Kendrick Bourne, yeah, you'd like to have him on your team, but he's probably not wide receiver two or three for you right now. And at least I don't think he should be. He will be for the 49ers, but I don't think that's his role anymore. But I think Dontavian Wicks, legit wide receiver two or three. Jaden Reed, legit wide receiver two.
Yeah. We'll see what Matthew Golden is.
Matthew Golden, I think, has a bit just to kind of be in that realm. And that's not to dog anybody. It's just, all right, you don't need Justin Jefferson. You don't need Ja'Marr Chase. You don't need A.J. Brown.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur's just got a formula that works.
Yeah, man. And if you're not paying one of those guys $30 million, it just frees you up to do so many different things with your roster.
Like trade for Michael Parsons.
Right! No, seriously!
Oh, yeah.
And even the Christian Watson extension was really sensible. I think the Packers are building such a good foundation to be a problem for a long time.
They're the youngest team in the league right now, right?
If they're not the youngest, they're way, way
almost positive there. I looked it up.
Yeah. What about the Washington side? Oh, you wanted to really quick last thing on the Packers. Not you. This is something I wanted to chat about.
Packers are the youngest team.
Thank you, Joe Brazil. Yes.
Shout out to Joe Brazil.
Producer extraordinaire. Yeah.
Packers are the youngest team in the NFL. And they just look like so solid. You're not going, hey, I'm waiting for the upside on this player. Oh, if that player develops, like, nah, man. They're there. They're here.
Also kind of notable too. Eagles third youngest in the league.
Man. God. That's sure, man.
Good luck, everyone.
Gosh. Shout out to Packers fans, by the way. A lot of people wearing all white last night.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
I have an issue with the Packers.
Ooh, okay.
Why are we doing this in September and not in December when it could be snowing and all that?
It's because it's Thursday night. Well, national TV game.
There's no Monday night game in...
Decked out in the icy whites.
Green Bay this December.
You can wear them again.
I guess.
I don't think it's a one-time thing.
I guess. All right, that's fine. All right, fine. I just had the issue. I raised it. You answered it. Fine.
It's a marquee matchup.
It's like it's September.
Thursday night against a team that was in the NFC title game last year.
It snows. I get it. It's just the spirit of it. Just go all the way.
How many snow games do you remember at Lambeau?
Not
that many. It gets cold.
You know that one snow game.
Yeah, man. Totally.
What do they call it? The Frozen Bowl or whatever?
Oh, the Ice Bowl.
The Ice Bowl. Yeah,
sure,
that
sure,
one.
Sure. But I just, the Packers wearing the all white last night. That's a, it's really hard to mess up an all white look.
Mm-hmm.
Helmet, jersey, pants. Looks fire. The amount of fans in white last night.
No, really, they all came prepared.
Turned it into
insane.
A white.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
great. On the other side, Washington.
I have no worries about them. This game says more about the Packers than it does the Commanders.
All right.
Oh, you have an issue?
Yeah, a little bit. Jaden Daniels. It's year two. Yeah. This is not an indictment long term on Jaden Daniels. It's what I hope Jaden Daniels doesn't turn into. And last night, it felt like a lot of checkdowns.
How much of that,
it
though?
It felt like a lot of, all right, I'm just going to drop back. Let me just get rid of this short throw. The dynamism that was there last year just didn't feel like it was there.
How much of that is just a credit to Green Bay's defense, though? And Jaden Daniels just took what he got that game.
Maybe a little bit. But I also thought that Jaden Daniels last year was the type of player who was going to go take that shot anyway. And who didn't care that, all right, Terry McLaurin's got tight coverage one-on-one. Yeah, I'm going to throw it up and I'm going to let my guy make a play.
Yeah.
It just didn't seem like there was a lot of that last night. Deebo Samuel, 7 catches, 44 yards.
Sounds about right.
Come on, man.
I'm not worried about it yet.
Okay.
I think I gave him a lot of credit last week, so I'm going to stick with that.
Okay.
But hey, I'm going to give more credit to Green Bay. I think it's less about the Commanders and more. We just saw a team kind of solidify themselves as NFC title contenders, I guess.
Okay. They are 39 points in 2 games.
It's cool. You hate them.
For Washington.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks, Kyle.
I know. I'm just...
Like, what do you, like, it's been 2 weeks. Give them
they
time.
They were awesome last year. How many did they score in their first 2 weeks last year?
I don't remember. It was last year.
Joe, producer. You're the one who's a huge Packer.
Exactly, Packers, which is what I've been on right now.
They scored 30. Oh, no, wait, hang on. That was not week one. Stand by. I got week one last year right here. Week one last year, they scored 20 points in a loss. And they scored 21 in a win. So 40. All right. All right, very good. They scored 38 the next week against your Bengals.
All right.
All right. Then 42, then 34. Oh, my God.
Yeah, now they have film on them.
Jeez. Man.
If they're scoring less than...
I was hoping they would hit the ground running more so than that.
Yeah, I get that.
That's all. But I'm not writing them off.
No, you are. You're being harsh.
Okay. All right.
Kyle hates the Commanders.
Nothing matters. That's
all right, Kyle Shanahan.
Last thing on the game last night, and this isn't necessarily from Thursday Night Football, but it's just an observation of the league right now. I like the new kickoff rule.
Yeah, it's fire.
I was hesitant at first. especially because last year teams were like, no, we'll just blast it through the back of the end zone. It doesn't matter. But kick returns are such a, they're just fun. And there's nothing worse than like touchdown. All right, you line up. All right, kick out of the end zone. All right, everybody got to stop. We're going to go to we're going to go to commercial. Like, at least there's a play happening now.
Yeah, there's no, there was no incentive for it the last few years.
Yeah. So there's strategy involved. It penalizes poor kicks. It penalizes poor kick coverage. Like, there's just things you have to be able to do as a team now that you didn't have to worry about as much before. And it's just exciting that there's actually plays on kickoffs.
Shout out to NFL. They got something right.
They absolutely nailed it. The 49ers not getting everything right now.
Yeah. I was kind of learned something new this morning when I was looking at the rundown. It's kind of tough.
Yeah. We will dive into more injury news for the 49ers. Maybe not necessarily news, but more injury red flags for sure. We'll dive into all that heading into week 2. Fantasy Friday with Faraz Siddiqui coming up at 11:20, answering your fantasy football questions. It's Faraz Siddiqui, Upper Hand Fantasy. He joins us. We ask him some general questions. We got some questions written down, but then this segment's for you guys. You don't care about our fantasy teams, but we care about yours because we are such nice guys here on the Insiders. So send in your questions at youtube.com/ESPN1320. Hop in the chat. We will try and get to every single one with Faraz Siddiqui. That's coming up at 11:20. But the 49ers have a new issue. We'll tell you what it is next on the Insiders.
Now, back to the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm, who is taking a well-deserved vacation. I'm Kyle Madsen, Joe Brazil on the ones and twos. We're talking about weddings, because Jesse, your nuptials are coming up in a few weeks.
Yep.
Right around the corner. Bryce asked if we had entrance music at our wedding. Yeah, of course. The groomsman and myself walked down to the instrumental, it's a Hamilton instrumental, of Right Hand Man. Really fun song, fun instrumental. So we walked down to that. The bridesmaids walked down to the Dear Theodosia instrumental from Hamilton. My wife and her dad they're very close, but Star Wars is one of the things that they share and enjoy together. So before she walked down, they played the Imperial March, the Darth Vader song.
I was gonna ask. Yeah, yeah.
So they played like a few seconds of that, got a good laugh, and then she came down to the instrumental of Show Yourself from Frozen 2.
Oh, nice.
Although our DJ took it upon himself, because the whole reason we picked that song was because of the little piano riff at the beginning. It's this beautiful little piano riff, and then it goes into the music. It was perfect. It was exactly what we wanted. There was a little message behind the song that we really liked, so we went with that. This guy decides, like, nah, I'm going to play this part where it kind of, like, crescendos. So she starts walking down the aisle, and we're like,
yeah, what's going on,
what
pal?
Song is this? Because I legit didn't recognize it, so I was, like, thrown off.
Don't be a hero if you're the DJ.
Bro, can I tell you? You know what? Go ahead. All right, let me cook.
Go ahead.
So,
let me turn my mic off.
Yeah, no, you don't have to do that. So I'm not even going to say where this was, because the guy was a nice enough guy. Was when we had our pre-wedding call with him, we're like, hey, music's going to be a really big thing for us. We've got specifics. I was like, I work at a radio station. I'm going to be able to get all this music that you probably don't have. It was a bunch of like Disney instrumentals. I was like, that you probably don't have. Can I send it to you? He's like, yep, send me the MP3s. I got you. We'll do this and that. Da 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 da. Easy playlist. Like, love it. Blah, blah, blah. We wanted to do, for the garter toss, we wanted to do the song Fantasy by Mariah Carey. Because, again, music, we picked songs that, like, we connected to, and that's a song for us that we have always, because I love that song. And I do a funny little dance with it, and it's great. We tell the guy. We didn't tell him. We wrote that down on the paper because that's easy. Hey, garter toss time, Fantasy by Mariah Carey. Easy work.
Yeah, it's simple. It's
very simple.
It's direct.
He comes up to us on the day of, as we're getting ready to enter, getting ready to do our big walkout. And he comes out and goes, hey, yeah, just real quick. I noticed that you guys had a Fantasy by Mariah Carey for the garter toss. And we're like, mm-hmm. And he goes, that's a chick song.
Bro, that's the song we wrote down on this paper for,
like,
you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was not, this is not your day.
Yeah.
DJ guy.
I gave you money to play the songs right, that I wrote down here.
Right. And if you had a problem with it, You got this a month ago.
Yeah.
You've had this paper for so long, and you're telling me now, right before, the reason he came up to us is because he was giving us microphones because we were introducing the bridal party.
Yeah.
And so he came up to us and was like, hey, here's these microphones. Hey, by the way. And then, during the reception, we're going to do the garter toss. So he just starts playing the song.
Yeah.
My wife is not even there at the moment. She is downstairs in the bridal suite doing whatever happens in the bridal suite. I don't ask. She's downstairs getting whatever. I don't know. So he plays the song. He's like, oh, she's not here. Okay. And then when she finally gets there and we finally get all situated, he decides to play Pony by Genuine instead.
Oh, brother, your DJ pissed me off right now.
Like, which is fine. Like,
no, it's good, not like, fine, Kyle.
Like, good, the song. No, I don't have a problem with the song.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. That sucks that he did that.
No, yeah. He went into business for himself.
Yeah. Which is just trash.
Yeah. DJ, Kyle's DJ. You're not a friend of mine.
Yeah. Same.
Joe Brazil's either. Joe's with us.
Yeah. Joe, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you Joe's go, like, Joe. There Joe's you like, go, Joe.
I'll zag.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
No, that's tough.
The thing I learned, and then we'll get back into the more bad news for the 49ers. The thing I learned during the wedding is that every problem that happens that you're anticipating during the wedding will just make a really good story down the line.
Yeah, I think you should kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, there's people there to help. You're like, there's people there to be a safety net.
Yeah.
Someone drops the cake, they'll figure out how to get a new one. Like, and eventually the next week you're like, hey, guess what happened at our wedding? They dropped the cake. Like,
you'll never believe it.
It's just, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah. Salute. Can't wait.
Shout out to weddings.
I'm fired up for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to crash it.
Pull up, dude.
All right. More bad news for the 49ers as we get back into sports here on the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube, Kyle Madsen, Jesse Tapia filling in for James Hamm, Joe Brazil on the ones and twos. 49ers practice report comes out yesterday. Kyle Shanahan said on a radio station in the Bay Area, he on the 49ers flagship station, he said, Brock Purdy's out. He's not playing.
Yep.
Called him a long shot earlier in the week. Said, nope, he's not playing, which tracks with all the previous reporting on it. But the practice report comes out. Trent Williams, a non-participant once again. 2 days in a row now. Juwan Jennings, a non-participant once again. 2 days in a row now.
That one scares me.
Generally, when a player misses Wednesday and Thursday, that does not bode well for their chances to play on Sunday. That's normal. But again, Trent Williams doesn't need to practice. The 49ers have said this before.
Yeah.
He could miss all 3 days. He could miss all the meetings. And he'll be ready to go Sunday. Juwan Jennings, I'm not sure if they're there yet. But given their injury situation,
I'd imagine not.
If he can suit up Sunday, he's going to suit up.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this is just full precaution. Maybe they're in full-blown survival mode with injuries. And they're going, all right, Trent's got a knee thing. He's sitting out. Juwan, you got the shoulder thing. You're going to sit out. Just make sure you're good to go Sunday. Whatever you got to do to get ready for Sunday, you let us know. But that's a red flag for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does that make you feel, just the fact that we're already at that point before we even get to week two?
It's a major red flag.
I mean, because we talked about the depth issues or just what that could be before the season even started. Now it's like, all right, game in a week and a half or a game and a half week or whatever. And it's like, here it is.
Yeah, yeah. It was the number one thing. I wrote a post at NinersWire.com where I was like, these are the six things that have to happen for the 49ers to go back to the playoffs. They got to go. Have these six things go right. And number one was their best guys have to stay healthy. George Kittle's already on IR. Brock Purdy might miss 2 to 5 weeks. Trent Williams is missing two practices. Juwan Jennings is missing two practices. Like, if you were listing the most important 49ers before the season, the only player not in that group that I just mentioned, Purdy, Jennings, Williams, Kittle, the only other player specifically offensively is McCaffrey.
And by the way, CMC, you've been dealing with your injuries, but we're going to need you to probably take about 30 touches in this game.
Christian McCaffrey had 31 touches last week.
Yeah, at least 31, 35 probably.
Good news, Christian McCaffrey, a full participant yesterday after not practicing on Wednesday. That was the team called it rest-related. But they also said that about Trent Williams while listing him with a knee. Christian McCaffrey also listed with a calf, but McCaffrey a full go yesterday. I was viewing this game as one where, all right, McCaffrey, man, because I don't think the Saints are great, and if the 49ers were healthy, or healthier. I was coming in on a Sunday before we knew about the Purdy injury, going, all right, this might be a spot where you can get away with giving McCaffrey like 12 touches in this game.
Yeah.
You can do a heavy Brian Robinson workload. You can lean on Ricky Pearsall and Kendrick Bourne, and you generate offense that way and let Brian Robinson, let Isaac Garendo get some carries. You can limit Christian McCaffrey. But now it's like, man, I don't know how they win without Chris. Like, what's the number of touches Christian McCaffrey has to get to for the 49ers to win?
35. Yes. Dude, Kittle's not there. Juwan Jennings might not play on Sunday. All right, Brock Purdy's not the one throwing the football.
Let's assume Juwan Jennings is playing.
34. No, like 30. He needs at least 30. Wow. We're being serious. He needs at least 30.
Man.
That is how you're going to get through this little stretch of Brock Purdy's hurt. That is how he, if you're the 49ers and you look, Trent Williams may be out. That's tough. Juwan Jennings may be out. That's tough. Mac Jones is going to start. Ah.
Yeah.
But you look at CMC still there, it's like, all right, we still have a chance to win. That is their key right there. And Ricky Pearsall looked great last week, showed some flashes of being a number one receiver, so we'll see what he can do with Mac Jones. But, like, CMC's got to be the one to take it home for them, at least offensively. Like, if the defense can hold the Saints to whatever, 10 points, 7 points, a touchdown, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and Mac Jones is able to put up two scores, then perfect. But if the offense has to do something, like, yeah, you're going to look to CMC.
If you're in the 49ers defensive meeting room, what's the number? You're going to write a number on the whiteboard. You're going to go, this is the number we have to hold them to get a win.
10.
Oh, I was going to say 13.
Okay, I'm going to go 10. I wanted to go 14, but I'm going to go 10. Yeah.
So if they score 11 points, the 49ers are losing.
Well, no, it's just if the Saints score 10, it's like if the Saints score 10, if we come out, like, it's just, if you told me going into that game, the Saints are going to score 10 points,
oh,
whatever,
yeah,
then it's like, okay, the 49ers
yeah.
are no doubt going to win that football game.
Sure.
I don't know how well Mac Jones is going to be able to move the football if Juwan Jennings isn't playing. Like, what if Mac Jones has a couple of turnovers because he's forced to throw the football a few times or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Not saying Mac Jones is this horrible quarterback, but he's also not what he was drafted to be either. And there's a reason why he's been a backup the last couple seasons.
So I was trying to talk myself into the Mac Jones thing. Didn't work. And I'm going, all right, well, Kyle Shanahan wanted this guy 3 overall.
Uh-huh.
He can, when given time, he can be kind of a dime machine. Good with his accuracy, smart player. But the thing that separates Brock Purdy right now, or not the thing that separates him, but the thing that makes Brock Purdy valuable for the 49ers right now is that ability to extend plays, right?
Yeah.
It's that nobody's open. He's going to go create some space, make some time. He's going to get out of the pocket. Oh, free rusher comes through. He's going to escape. He's going to a little sidearm throw to get it over the rusher coming on. Like, he's figured out ways to overcome pressure. That is where I think Mac Jones is going to struggle. I'm really worried the Niners' offensive line is going to get exposed.
Yeah, Mac Jones has no athleticism where he's going to be able to move around in the pocket or kind of escape on the run or anything like that. He's not that quarterback.
He's got those, like, he's got, like, some subtle pocket movement. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, got to step up pocket, step through. You know, he's got that. But when it comes to, all right, Jake Brendel just got beat.
Go make
a play. He has to sprint out right and make a play. I don't think he's got that.
Yeah, and if we were going into this game, too, where George Kittle is healthy, Juwan Jennings is healthy, and they have their regular weapons on offense, mm-hmm. then I'd say, yeah, like, the 49ers are scoring 20-plus points in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Mac Jones can do enough with everyone there. But mm-hmm. just given the guys are hurt, I think they're going to struggle a little bit on offense where it's like, yeah, they're probably going to come out of this game maybe scoring 17 or 14 points and going to need the defense to kind of bring it home.
All right, let's do this. They have five. If Brock Purdy misses 5 games, which is what Ian Rappaport from NFL Network reported he could miss. 2-5 is what Rappaport said. Excuse me. Let's say he misses all 5 of those. Talking about Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I think the 49ers need to win 2 of them. That's 2 and 3. That gets you to 3 and 3 with Purdy coming back. At Saints, do they win that one?
Yes.
I think they still get it this week. I think they win this week on having nothing to do with, I know we're talking about their offense. I think the Saints might have trouble moving the ball in the 49ers.
Yeah, I think the defense is going to easy job.
Yeah.
I'm taking care of the Saints.
Cardinals at home.
So this is, I'll call this one a win, I guess. And I'll kind of reason with you on after this.
Okay. I don't think they're going to beat the Cardinals at home. If this is the group that they're playing with. I think the Cardinals, I think Shane Steichen.
Jonathan Gannon,
thank you, is a good enough defensive coach. I think the Cardinals are going to be 2-0 going into that game because they play the Panthers this week. I think the Cardinals are going to be 2-0 going into that game. And they're going to be feeling themselves. And I think the 49ers in their home opener, if this is the group they're playing with, I don't think they win that game.
Okay.
I think the Cardinals would be more talented in that situation. Then it's Jags at home.
I'll give them a loss there since I give them a win against the Cardinals.
Okay. Oof. Here was the point of this exercise. If you're beating the Saints, you have to win one of those two games because then you go to the Rams on a short week.
You're losing both of those
games.
And
then you go to Tampa Bay the next week.
I have them going, like, the reason why I have them winning beating the Cardinals and losing to the Jags, like, you can flip that if you want. It doesn't really matter the
you
team.
You gotta win one of those two.
I just figure Kyle Shanahan is good enough. The defense is going to be good enough to where they're going to be able to get at least two out of these five games right here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're winning in LA. I don't think you're winning in Tampa. So you're just going to have to figure out whether it's the Cardinals game or the Jags game there to get that second win, I think.
And if you lose to the Saints this weekend, now you got to get both of those.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's also the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Weird stuff happens.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you look at the Jags and you were to put them against the Niners this week, you'd probably look at the Jags as the better team. But like I said, it's the NFL. I'm going to give some credit to Kyle Shanahan and the defense, and I think they get one of those somehow.
Yeah, and that's it. I think so much of this is going to come down to the 49ers defense.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think Mac Jones is awful, but again, I don't think he's elevating the group that he's winning, very likely to have.
He's not winning you a football game,
right? Can Mac Jones? If Mac Jones gets you 17 points in every game, I think that to me is enough to win two out of those five.
Yeah, I think you can get the Saints, and we'll see what the Jags are after this week. They got the Bengals, so if they come out winning that one, it's like, all right, maybe the Jags are a little bit more legit than we've thought. So that's why I kind of give them the Cardinals one. Kyler Murray, and I don't know about them.
The Bucs game is interesting because that's one where Kittle will be eligible to come back.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be coming off a mini bye after the Thursday game. Maybe they're trying to get Brock Purdy back by then for that game in Tampa Bay. And maybe they go into that game where, all right, Kittle's back, Purdy's back, McCaffrey's still healthy, Juwan Jennings is healthy, and all of a sudden you feel a lot better about
that. Oh, yeah, everything's out the window if those guys are back. Yeah.
Nervous about Mac Jones, man. I was really trying to talk myself into it.
How far did you get to where it's like, oh, maybe it will work, and it's like, nah, this isn't going to work.
It's more if he had a full supporting cast. If it was the 49ers as they were intended to be.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk, Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, wide receiver 3, George Kittle, Trent Williams healthy, Christian McCaffrey back there, Brian Robinson is RB2. I would feel so much better about, I think the conversation would be, hey, if the 49ers just kind of keep cooking offensively, let's say they go 5-0, do you stick with Mac Jones? I think that would more be the conversation.
Yeah.
I started going down the road of what does this look like? And when you start talking about what Mac Jones is particularly good at, it's like anticipation, accuracy, but also he's going to be thrown to a lot of receivers who aren't getting a ton of separation.
What if they Brock misses all five games and they go 4-1?
I don't think there's a scenario where Brock Purdy's not going to be the starter when he comes back.
Rightfully so.
There's just not. Unless they average 90 points a game.
What is the conversation, though? We know Kyle Shanahan's not going to bench Brock Purdy for Mac Jones. What is the conversation, though?
I kind of wonder if the conversation starts revolving around Brock's contract. And again, this is they go 4-1. They score 26 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones just kind of just...
It's just Kyle Shanahan, another quarterback he's thrown in, and it's just water into wine or whatever they say.
Right, and it turns the entire team-building philosophy that the 49ers are working under on its ear.
Yeah.
Because they just paid a quarterback $53 million a year, and you got your two-year, $10.5 million quarterback in there just doing what that guy was doing.
Yeah.
That would be the conversation. I don't think Mac Jones is good enough to do that.
No, I think they're going 2-3.
They have to.
2-3. I think they're 2-3, closer to 1-4 if they were to lean a certain way. If they were to go 3-2, I'd feel pretty good about this team.
If they go 3-2 and they're 4-2 getting guys back, yeah, they'd be in a very, very good spot.
Yeah.
I'm not ruling anything out. Like I said, the NFL is weird. That's just kind of the—
That's what they say.
It's just kind of the vibe I get. All right. We also have— there's another Brock who's hurt.
Bowers.
Brock Bowers. Yeah. We got an update on Brock Bowers yesterday. He did not practice, but Pete Carroll said he expects Brock Bowers to play against the Chargers on Monday night. So some good news there. I wanted to get some good injury news in before we moved on here. All right. That's Jesse Tapia. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil on the ones and twos. Aliens next.
Sick. I'm so excited.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader. Now, back to The Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Man. It's brutal for the WNBA.
Why you say that?
The Golden State Valkyries, expansion team, makes the playoffs. They're facing the Minnesota Lynx in round one. Tough. You know when game one tips off?
When?
Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, so it's Dolphins-Patriots.
Like, man, that's a tough go. That's a tough go for the WNBA's Bay Area team to tip off their playoff game at the exact same time the 49ers kick off.
Yeah, it's not great.
Really tough. Hey, you want to talk about aliens real quick?
Of course.
And then we'll get back into football. We have a ton of football stuff coming up.
I wanted to start the show with this, but you were being a hall monitor.
Fantasy Friday with Faraz Siddiqui. I was being a producer.
Whatever you want to call that, dude.
Fantasy Friday with Faraz Siddiqui at 11:20. Send in your questions now at youtube.com/ESPN1320 or twitch.tv/ESPN1320. We do this fantasy segment for you guys. We don't want to talk about our fantasy teams. We want to hear about your fantasy teams, and we want Faraz to answer your questions. Help you win your week, win your leagues. Shout out to Faraz Siddiqui, Upper Hand Fantasy, and upperhandfantasy.com. We'll do a sports thing first, and then we'll do aliens. The Giants are a game and a half back of the final wild card spot.
Joe's Giants.
After the Mets lost last night. The Reds also 1.5 back. The Reds have a 3-game series here in Sacramento, in West Sacramento, against the A's. The A's trying to play some spoiler for the Giants. And Rockies Watch, if you're unfamiliar with this segment, it's a very brief thing where we try and figure out how bad the Rockies are. They lost 2-0 last night to the Padres. They've now allowed 933 runs this season. We are on track for 1,000 runs allowed, and their run differential is now -388.
It's disgusting, Kyle.
On track for -400.
This is why I say they need a salary floor and not a salary cap.
I agree.
All right, a salary cap is not going to help the Rockies get better. And all right, that is not going to help them land whatever players. Like, it's just the Rockies will be the Rockies with a salary cap. With a salary floor, the Rockies at least have to try.
Yes, that's it. And everybody knew the Rockies were going to be ass. And now they're worse than the White Sox last year, and the White Sox won 41 games.
Yeah. That's,
and they're it's, worse
it's,
than
it's,
that.
It's just the yearly, just oh, who's just the just historic? Brutal. Worst team of all time.
Before we dive back into some NFL stuff, I saw this headline yesterday from our friends over at Axios. Mars rock contains, quote, clearest sign yet of potential past life on the red planet. The too long didn't read version is that signs of life, there are signs in these rocks, bacteria, things like that, that show that life may have been there billions of years ago. They got to figure out how to get the samples back to Earth now. And they have to check their budgets.
What? No, you want, have the
want,
money.
Bro, I don't
Stop.
Want. I don't want to turn this into. That, I this
go
is
ahead,
not.
Go ahead.
This is not. I just real quick before we dive in on this. I don't. I'm. This is a bit. We're having fun. Okay. I need everybody to understand that while we dive into this, we're doing jokes right now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is not going to turn into like the government should allocate money this way or that way. They got to fund this. They got to defund this.
Yeah.
No. We're not doing that on this program today. Okay, we're doing jokes about aliens.
Yes.
All right, ready?
Go.
Dive back in. They said they got to check their budgets and stuff.
Yeah.
Brother, throw the budget out the window if you think it's aliens.
No, exactly.
That's code for, hey, we found something pretty messed up. Like, it's really bad.
Yeah, true.
What we found, we don't want to bring this back. Okay?
That's true, though. Do you want to
bring it back? So, we looked at the fiscal year or whatever, and you know what? I don't think we can just get the Uber for him this year.
Yeah.
I don't think we can do it. I think that's what they're telling us, but that's code for, yeah, we found something pretty messed up.
Dude, we found alien life. We got to figure out how to get this. Ooh.
No.
Hey, you know what? The way my bank account's set up, I got checking. I got to
see. I got to pay rent this month.
We had to pay the mechanic to fix them. This rocket ship over here, just we don't have the budget right now to bring them back.
We got to load the snack shack.
Exactly.
We got to keep the snack shack. Loaded with
that's
stuff.
What that means. No, you have the money. It's oh no, we messed up. We can't bring this back or we're cooked.
Well, realistically, think about it. Like, do we want to bring back a dormant thing that had been there for billions of years?
That's a great point.
And then we take it back to Earth.
Okay, but that's the thing.
This is essentially the plot of Venom, too.
Exactly. I will say this. It's not. It's they called it like leftovers of like. It's not like dead bacteria.
Yeah.
It's signs that bacteria was once there.
Still, don't bring back a rock that could have had something living in it and break it open on Earth. That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Ooh, like I said, it could be venom. It's like a blob, and the next thing you know, you're Spider-Man's biggest enemy.
It feels like there's a lot of things happening in the world right now that have been predicted by movies. Enough that, you know what, man? I'm not trying to... You know,
don't open the alien rock here.
Are they still coming out with Hunger Games movies?
Oh, oof. Yes.
Hunger Games?
I think so.
Hey, the latest one was my favorite.
What? I didn't see it.
Oh, it was pretty good.
It was good?
Yeah. Can you imagine a Hunger Games? Oh, yeah. Hunger Games got this one right. Oh, Jess, you're next. You're up.
I volunteer.
You would.
I volunteer as tribute.
Like, hey, Joe said he wants it.
Joe's in.
I probably would. That's the worst part. Like, oh, Odyssey needs one person. Like,
I'm such a people pleaser. I would be awful at the Hunger Games. If me and some person were going for a sword at the same time and I got it first, I'd be like, hey, are you mad at me for this? Like, do you want... Here, you can just have
it. Just take it.
And then I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait it out and I'm going to be like, brother, what do you want to kill me for? Like, what? You're gonna listen to them? I'm going to try and reason. I'm going to try and be chill. See if that works. Yeah.
You have to choose your weapon. It's like, did that guy come in with a 30 rack of Coors?
Yeah. Hey, you guys want to come hang out? I'm here.
Yeah, man.
I have
it's just
gaming chair. That's all I asked for Hunger Games.
Can I just... There will be a headline, I think, in our lifetimes, that hopefully in our lifetimes, that they found alien life. I think that's going to be a thing that happens.
Hopefully.
But aliens... Well, hopefully, like, I think it's going to happen in a span of time that we will be alive, ideally. I think aliens are kind of on fraud watch right now.
That's tough. You don't...
No, aliens are on fraud watch. No, I'm not disrespecting.
Fraud because, watch? That's, no, that's what I call Joan Damon.
Well...
And I disrespect. That's disrespect.
We have been sold this... We've been sold a bill of goods about aliens for so long. We'll talk about sports again, I promise. We've been sold a bill of goods on aliens for so long that they're going to be these... creatures of some stature with big heads and big eyes, and they're going to have hands and feet and legs and arms.
They just look
and they're going to be, yeah, and they're going to be like humanoid type figures, and they're going to be super smart, and they're going to be able to do all this stuff. Like, we have been sold this bill of goods about aliens. So anytime you hear like, hey, is there alien life? That's what we think. And so if there's a headline that's like aliens found, we're going to be like, yo, Remank and Bob are coming down. Cannot wait to meet Glorp. Let's go. And then they're going to be like, it's this ancient bacteria that they found underneath a rock in Mars or on Mars, and they're going to bring this bacteria back. There's life, guys.
Yeah,
like, that's going to be, and it's like, okay, cool, fine. It's just going to feel really underwhelming.
It is.
We want to talk to them.
Right.
You want to have a conversation.
I want to dap up an alien.
See, I don't think you're really down. I don't think you're about that life. Because I'm not. I don't want to talk to the aliens, all right? I don't want to be like, hey, what's up, Steve, the alien, or whatever.
Bro.
Or what if Steve, the alien, wants to kick my ass?
That's true. Funny
enough. You want to cross that road?
Alien has hands? No chance.
Bro, they're aliens. They
got
like...
boxing.
Huh?
They don't have boxing.
They don't, but they have like alien guns and stuff. Fine.
I guarantee we are better than boxing. We are better at boxing than aliens. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Either way, the alien has some. I don't know. Probably not. Probably not.
Do they want to come play for the Sacramento
Jump Kings? Shot trash.
Yeah, is alien 6'7"? Yeah, you're going to play wing for the Kings like Joe just said.
We need defense.
No, I don't want to meet an alien. Are you crazy? I want to go my whole life just thinking that there are aliens and like the little UFO videos that the CIA feeds us every now and then. I'm cool with that. I don't want to be like, oh my gosh, CNN or whatever. Aliens are here. He's walking out of his ship and they're going to go talk to LeBron James or something right now.
It would be LeBron. It would. It would.
They would just.
We've seen like, Space Jam.
He'd be like, all right, everyone step back. Let me take this.
Where's Michael
here.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Wait, what if that's the first thing they say? We've got world leaders and militaries and everything there. And the dude comes out in like a makeshift AliExpress LeBron jersey.
Dude, that would
and he's like, where's Bron at?
I'd feel, hey, I'm not gonna, if that happens, I'd feel just a sense of relief. We're good. We're good.
It come down one time before LeBron retires.
Yeah.
They're like, we
wanted to see his final.
We had to see the GOAT.
And then leave after that.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Is given the nature of the LeBron Jordan debate, if aliens came down and they were like, hey, we want to see LeBron, the reaction from a large swath of the population would not be, holy crap, there's aliens. It would be, they think LeBron's the GOAT? No, exactly. Aliens don't know ball.
Exactly.
Yeah, shout out to those that still hold on
and
to
what
that.
If they come down, what if aliens were able to tap into Earth's like video feeds, but the only NBA feeds they got were from like the 2000 seasons, so they all think that Michael Jordan is a wizard.
Oh, that's tough. That, and then they just got Malice
just
in the Palace
no,
on a loop.
They just have no view of Michael Jordan.
Yeah, is Michael Jordan on the Wizards, and also they're just terribly afraid of Ron Artest. Just, we will not go to Earth because Ron Artest is there.
Oh, man.
I feel pretty good. No, if the aliens come here, we're going to send Ron Artest. That's the one we send. Where it's like,
and then
yeah.
Ron Artest to go home.
Yeah, huh?
And then Ron Artest to go home with him.
Yeah, you know, that's probably how it works out.
Yeah. If you guys, speaking of this, if you've not gotten a chance to read the book Hail Mary, do so. It's really good. It's by the guy who wrote The Martian. And it's about this bacteria that basically eats sunlight.
Doesn't sound great. They have to
figure out a way
sounds like something
to
that
stop
would
this
here.
Bacteria from eating sunlight before it freezes the Earth.
So,
such a good book.
Hold on.
It's such a good book.
And you're saying you want this, like you want to meet these things. And like we're talking about bacteria.
Not if it's a trash ass little bacteria, nah. If it's a bacteria, I want no smoke.
If it could talk, I want no smoke.
Mm. I don't know.
Bring it on. I'm on both sides.
All right, Joe. Yeah. All right.
Joe's ready to go.
Joe's ready to fight.
Yeah, man. All
right. We'll get back into football. We got mad props coming up next. And is anyone getting kicked out of the club this week?
Oh, nice.
In the NFL? We'll tell you next on The Insiders.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2. Sacramento's sports leader.